Hello there, my fellow Podverse travelers. I wanted to start off this episode with a special announcement, I guess you could say. Before we get to the episode, I'm going to take a moment to address the June 24th, 2022 Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. This decision stripped away the legal right to have a safe and legal abortion, restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all Americans. This decision could also lead to the loss of other rights. To learn more about what you can do to help, go to podvoices.help. I encourage you to speak up, take care, and spread the word. You're listening to Find a Podcast About. Thank you for hitting play. I'm your host, Timothy Chemo Bryan, and I bring my experience with podcasting since 2006 as a listener and a podcaster. I am here to help you outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. Here's how the show works. I comb the millions of podcasts currently available for free on various platforms. And then I come back to you with what I've found. Sure, you can use search engines for recommendations from many podcast apps. But I feel that getting a personal recommendation from a real, live, breathing person is still the best way to find the gems that are out there. The show is broken up into three halves. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a huge fan of Car Talk. Bear with me. The first half of the show is the stats. This gives you all the details about where to find the show, how many episodes, who's hosting the shows. Basically, this is for those that just want the stats. The second half of the show, I dig deeper into the show that I'm reviewing and let you know how well the hosts interact, talk about their audio quality, and let you know what I think about the show. Now, that last half of the show is where I talk about why the show is binge-worthy, where to start your journey, and I'll be reaching out to the hosts to see if they would like to discuss their show a little bit and talk about their podcasting journey. So, let's get going on this episode. In this episode, I'm reviewing a guilty pleasure, and that podcast is Everything Is Alive. Once again, I'm not sure how I landed on this podcast, but I am so glad I did. I really need to track that and do just an episode on that topic. And if would like to, you know, tell me about how you find these podcasts that I've reviewed or how you found them outside of this show, feel free to email me, timothy@findapodcastabout.xyz. Anyhow, let's get to the stats on this podcast for the first half. The website is pretty easy. It's everythingisalive.com. And as you know from previous shows, links will be provided in the show notes. Now, it's hosted by Ian Chileung and currently has 47 episodes. And also, right now, it's on hiatus. And not sure when when he's going to have new episodes come back. And maybe if we email him at eiapodcast@gmail.com, they'll bring this podcast back quicker. Now, it's part of the Radiotopia Network. A few years before the pandemic, the Radiotopia Network was doing live shows, and this one would have been awesome to see in person. The first episode aired May 17th of 2018, and as I said before, it's been on a hiatus since about episode 47, which was way back in February 23rd of 2022. Now, the average length of the episodes are about 18 minutes, and the category is society and culture. Now, episodes are episodic, so you can start pretty much anywhere you want to. You don't have to listen to episode one and then go from there. I actually ran across another podcast that interviewed Ian called Inside Podcasting. And I'll have the link for the listen notes episode for you in the show notes. And that episode was done back in August of 2019. Now, Ian provides the description in Apple Podcast as "Everything is Alive is an unscripted interview show in which all the subjects are inanimate objects. In each episode, a different thing tells us its life story, and everything it says is true." Now, there is a Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram account for the podcast, as well as entries in Podchaser and Listen Notes. Now, Listen Notes rates this podcast in the top 0.05%. Now, please take that rating with a grain of salt. Recently, Dave Jackson of the School of Podcasting has been talking about how that rating is not necessarily a true rating. It's not something that you can absolutely rely on. But I do think that due to the association with Radiotopia, I think it could be fairly accurate. The links to support the show will also be in the show notes, so make sure to check my website, findapodcastabout.xyz. Are you happy with your podcast app? I know, hard question to answer, but let me ask you this. Does your app allow you to rate the podcast you're listening to? Hey, great if it does, but does it allow you to rate each and every episode that you listen to? Does your app allow you to join a community of other listeners and share and comment on your favorite podcasts? Now, if you're a podcaster, does the app that your listeners are using give you a tip jar so that way they can support your show directly instead of paying fees to someone else? Well, Good Pods allows you as a listener and as a podcaster to rate and review all of the episodes of a podcast, as well as joining a community of other podcast enthusiasts to discuss that thing we all love, podcasts. Give it a shot. You may not go back to your old app, and you might find a community that is engaged and excited about the same things you are. Grab it on Google Play and the Apple App Store. As I stated earlier, this podcast is a guilty pleasure of mine. Since I found it, I've passed episodes on to my friends and families ad infinitum. So let's start off like we usually do with the sound quality. Now, since it comes from Radiotopia, the sound quality for each podcast episode is fantastic, and I would expect nothing less because they do have a team of audio engineers and have been in the podcast game for a long time. Even episodes with phone interviews, and I use the word phone in air quotes, it makes me think that they're either staged very well, or everyone they interview over the phone has a great reception, or the audio engineers are wizards that have some sort of black magic thing that they use to correct audio issues. Whatever it is, hey, the rest of us podcasters could use that. Now, let's stay on the topic about these interviews. So, Ian interviews inanimate objects. Obviously, they are actors. But if you buy into the suspension of disbelief, these actors really know their stuff. In episode 2, Maeve, a lamppost, from the first question, you can hear how serious Ian seems to be with his guest and how they react to his questions.
But you know what? Some people really are scared of the light. Think about that.
Do you, like, they... I mean, I think that...
Honestly, I don't know what that means. But I did hear a woman saying that when she walked by me before.
Well, democracy dies in darkness.
Yeah.
That's the Washington Post motto.
Huh. See? The Washington lamppost. I think that's where it must have come from.
Staying on the topic of interviews, Ian also brings on, in most episodes, an outside guest to prove some provide some insight on the topic at hand. Now, in this clip, we hear Ian talking to a friend who got a bad tattoo. And again, I'm using the air quotes there for bad. In the episode where Ian talks with a tattoo.
And when I got home, my wife immediately asked to see the tattoo. And I showed her without thinking and kind of had a strange look on her face. She started really kind of acting nervous. And she said, "Brent, I have to tell you something, and it might make you very upset." So I looked down and I saw that it was spelled ODDYSEUS.
So it's wrong twice. It's it's not just the extra D, it's the subtracted S.
Yeah.
Odysseus.
The sound quality is as good as the main interview, and it ties into the subject in hand. Eugene, the tattoo who's being interviewed, responds to Ian's friend after the call and provides insight into being a tattoo. Now, each interview feels like an NPR interview, and I say that with the utmost respect. When you hear an NPR interview, you can just about hear, and I'm using air quotes again, you can almost hear the interviewer reach out and touching the interviewee. It's like they're in the same room or somehow facing each other using remote podcasting software. Moving on from the interviews, the format of the show is fairly simple. You have ads, interview with the subject, outside interview, concluding thoughts, and then the credits. Now, if you listen to one episode, you're going to know what to expect from the rest of the episodes. And this is very comforting to new listeners because they're not going to feel like they're missing out on the joke after an episode or two. The episode starts off with about 2 minutes of ads. Some people don't mind ads, some people do. So if you do mind ads, just push ahead 2 minutes and you'll be fine. Listen, I understand why podcasters put ads in show. With only about 2 to 3% of listeners supporting a popular show, you got to pay the bills somehow. So, you know, you need to do that to put up a quality show. Heck, even I put in ads in my own show. Bottom line, it costs money to make a great sounding and engaging show. And most of us in the podcast world are not able to self-sustain for years, if not decades. Now, something they don't do is welcome newcomers or let you know initially, you know, what to expect, what you're getting into. If you read the description of the show, then you're in on the joke from the get-go. If you just blindly listen to one show, it may be a little disorienting at first, you know, just for a moment or two. But I think, though, that new listeners will catch on fairly quickly as Ian goes right into the interview. I think we can give him a pass for, you know, welcoming newcomers or telling us what the show is about every single time. Now, as I said earlier, the show follows the same format, which I really think is the strength of the show. There are some bonus episodes where Ian talks about deleted scenes from the show, and those are just gems. My favorite one is where he's talking with Maeve the lamppost.
Maeve, I want to talk about you shine all night, and then morning comes, and you turn off again.
I do. And look, I mean, I have my own. I wish sometimes that I could control when I turned on and off, because I feel like sometimes, wait, it's getting dark now and I'm not on yet, you know, because I don't know who, this is like a real button that you're pushing right now, because we don't know how we get turned on or off. Mm-hmm. I understand that it's to do with like the sun setting, but I don't think it's the sun controlling when we go on or off.
Right.
But I'm like, okay, the sun's gone down. There's like two girls walking up towards me. I want to light up for them. I want to turn on for them. I want to make sure that they're okay. But it's not up to me. You know, if it's anyone's fault, it's the sun's fault. You know?
Am I to understand you don't like the sun?
No, I don't like the sun. The sun is like the greatest cause of unemployment among lampposts. Yeah. I mean, also, The sun is viciously bright. I feel like the light that I give off, it's kind of flattering. There's an elegant sort of a clarity to it. Mm-hmm. But the sun is like, it blinds you. She's always trying to make people seem ugly so that she'll be more beautiful.
Now, I wish he would have put that in the actual episode. However, Ian is the boss of his show. There are other bonus episodes that he plays, you know, deleted scenes. And I really enjoy getting insight into the characters. And I appreciate his reasoning for doing these bonus deleted scenes episodes.
I just thought this would be fun to go back and play these deleted scenes. But putting this together, going through the tape, I was surprised how much it felt like hearing from old friends, weirdly. Hearing Maeve and Dennis, everybody again. If it felt like that for you, if this show has at any point had an effect on you, and if it's possible for you to do so, please support us by donating to Radiotopia at radiotopia.fm. Any amount is fine. A dollar is wonderful. If it's $1 billion that you want to give, that is, we will also accept that. Or, you know, if you just think all the scenes that we played in this deleted scenes episode shouldn't have been cut, and that was a bad choice on my part, and maybe I should hire an editor, that's a good reason to donate too, so that I can hire an editor.
Now, truthfully, these episodes are usually fundraising for Radiotopia. But when making compelling content like this, you tend to build some familiarity with these characters. And it's nice to be reminded of them and revisit them, if only for a moment. If you like what you heard so far, then I'd like to ask you to reach out. You can email me directly, Timothy@findapodcastabout.xyz, or leave me a voicemail at the website, findapodcastabout.xyz. I want to help you find your next binge-worthy podcast. And if you want me to find you a podcast in any category that you're interested in, let me know. Now, if you're a podcaster and feel that your podcast would be served by appearing on the show, I want to talk to you as well. Use the same methods to reach out. Now, I'm on Twitter at @findapodcast, Facebook at @findapodcastabout. Another thing I'd like to ask is if you found value in this podcast, pass it along to a friend. Lastly, doing this podcast is a labor of love, but love ain't cheap. So consider donating to my Buy Me a Coffee Fund right on the website, or go to buymeacoffee.com/findapodcastabout. Each episode takes about 5 to 7 hours of research and about 2 to 3 hours of production time, about 10 hours for each episode. Let me tell you, that's a lot of coffee. And like I said, the best recommendation comes from a real person. So fill my coffee cup and I'll help you outsmart the algorithm. All right. So we're at that point of the podcast where I turn you from a listener to this podcast into a binger of Everything is Alive. Now, this podcast is very inspiring, thoughtful, and funny. Yes, the joke is, you know, there are interpretations of inanimate objects, but the actors really sell the show. Ian and his guests really talk about insightful side topics, such as Eugene the Tattoo talking about the similarities of giving birth and getting a tattoo.
How does it feel knowing that to come into the world, you have to cause a person pain?
Yeah, I don't really think about it that much in that regard because I'm just like, I mean, isn't that what you went through, Ian? I mean, that's what humans go through. Like, you caused your mother pain when you came out, and I think it was pretty similar.
I guess, yeah, we're the same in that way that neither of us could exist without pain.
Pain. Yeah, there's a lot of pain.
It's interesting when you meet somebody with a baby.
Yes.
You never say to them, did it hurt to get that? But you do say that to somebody with a tattoo.
Let's be honest. If you can remember what it was like when you were being born, if anything, you just remember people screaming, people in awe when you appeared, somebody with gloves on touching you.
It really is similar.
A lot of goop.
I think about a baby. Mm-hmm. Like my wife is pregnant right now.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. The baby's kicking a lot.
Wow.
And I think that there's something so interesting.
It's like the needles. It's like the needles.
Like probably. Needles from the inside.
Yeah.
The interviews are very touching, but not in a sugary way.
I remember worrying that this nighttime thing would last forever. But then, when people started to line up to get coffee again, I realized, oh, this night thing? That's just what separates the coffee times. And then, after 7 coffee times, I realized that it had been 1 week.
You can hear, you can just about hear the sadness in the voice of Mike the Bike in this episode. And I think we can all relate to what he's talking about, what he's saying there, as I'm sure you've had to wait in your life. Another favorite episode of mine is Emmy, the pregnancy test. Now, something I thought was good to do and very tasteful was a warning because, you know, some people have issues talking about sex. So let's hear how Ian does that.
Heads up, this episode is an interview with a pregnancy test. There's nothing objectionable or explicit, but it does acknowledge that reproduction is a thing. With that said, here's the show.
You know, Ian and his team, they are really in tune with their audience by doing just this simple act. At first glance, or first listen, you might think, okay, this is funny. And then when you really dig into the episodes, you find out that these conversations are really reflections of humans. You know, and these are things that we deal with in our lives. It kind of reminds me of Monty Python, whereas, yes, it's funny, but if you delve deeper into the comedy, you'll find community with others who are experiencing similar issues. Humor is like sugar mixed with medicine. Sometimes you just need to swallow it, but doesn't it make it taste better? I won't go into my Mary Poppins, you know, a spoonful of sugar. So where should you start with your journey of everything is alive? Well, I think Maeve the Lamppost is the perfect one to start with. It is a personal favorite of mine. And it's the one I actually started out with. And it kind of reminds me of when I went to DC PodFest a few years ago, and I had a new podcaster with me. And I was, you know, taking her from Richmond, Virginia, all the way up to DC. And I played this episode for her first when we drove. And then she wanted to hear all the episodes at that time. And we listened to every single one of them that were available from Richmond to DC. And then when we were done with DC PodFest, we, you know, listened to them again pretty much on the way back. You know, it was a great trip with a new friend, and I'm sure she's passed it along to all of her friends. Now, hey, don't sleep on this podcast. If you enjoy comedy, absurdity, and philosophy, this is your podcast. Now, make sure you email Ian and give him some love and let him know that I sent you. So that's the episode. I want to thank you again for taking a listen. And if you want to outsmart the algorithm and have me review a podcast, email me, timothy@findapodcastabout.xyz, or go to the website, findapodcastabout.xyz, where you can listen to all the other episodes and leave me a voicemail. I'm here to help you find your next binge-worthy podcast.